Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 we back, we back, we back. Safi, you there with me? Let's see. All right, I think I got you there with me. Safi, you there with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, now we can keep going. We can keep going. Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody.
Uh-oh. Let me stop that one because that's right there. Yeah, that was a previous show. It kept on going. Did the technology thing. But, yeah, all right. So we were talking about everybody looking with outside, you know, themselves and looking outside and looking for something exterior when it's something actually interior that is going on. What's manifesting is the interior. You look outside at the sun because you have a sun on the inside.
Yeah.
You look outside in the moon, and the moon controls the tide because you have a moon on the inside that controls your tide, your moods, your feelings, your flow, because you're made out of water.
Yeah, man is basically a composite of the universe that he sees on the exterior. What you see above, as above, is below. You know, the seven little visual planets that you see, or you call the planets, the seven visual luminaries are nothing more than the seven chakras that line up inside of the body. You're talking about energy vortexes. Now, I don't know if many people know about it, but if you don't know about it, then check out chakras, C-H-A-K-R-A. And they are aligned. I mean, if you're into, like, you know, any, like, tarot, or if you're into astrology and things like that, then you probably should know about chakras, I'm sure. But
exactly.
You don't, check them out, you know. These things are lined up.
I mean, you have to know. You got to know. You got to know about chakras because you see the rainbow. That's where they get the rainbow from, your chakras.
Right.
It's right there in plain sight. You learn it in school. You learn the colors of the rainbow is one of the primary colors and all of that good stuff. Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. The same spectrum of your chakras. You learn it when you learn it in the Bible. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Jacob's ladder goes up your chakras to your crown chakras. That's why you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to end up in hell because it's red, it's fire. You want to go to heaven, the crown chakra, where I will get a crown of life, and I will receive a white robe because your crown, man, it's all right there. It's not something on the outside. It's everything on the inside. You have to turn. I'm getting out of that. I'm sorry. I've digressed. I'm getting out of that mode of telling people what to do. I have to know that is the path within, because that is how you free yourself from arguing with people.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Because dig this, Safi. I can't tell you the path to get to your heart. Therefore,
right. Everybody's,
I can't
everybody's
lead
process.
You. Exactly. Everybody's race is different because everybody has different. Just like everybody has a different fingerprint, everybody has different energy that they have to work out within themselves. You have to wrestle with this stuff within yourself. This ain't something that some white man on the back of the fan coming back to save you from. What the hell?
I mean, if we
speaking bluntly, shit, ain't nobody coming back to save you. You got to save yourself.
Yeah.
Ah. There again.
Yeah, there.
I'm starting to digress.
The only person that's going to save you is you. And the whole reference about, you know, Jesus and, you know, that is the reference of the crown, you know, the crown, that chakra, you know. It's just polarity. You have Jesus, then you have the devil, you know. It's always going to be that good and evil, that left and right, that thing, you know. So, you know, obviously if the bottom chakra is, the red one, and it's, you know, the chakra that's also attached to the planet Saturn, which is where they get the word Satan from, then, you know, the one that's on the top would naturally be the Christ, you know, the Christ consciousness, some people call it. But like I said, all
yes.
the battles that you fight, that you read about, all the hero tales of this guy trying to get to the girl, and, you know, all these little hero stories you read all through history, they're just nothing more than internal stories about you.
You.
That's it. It's always going to be about you every time, every story. It's just you.
That's why they want, and I'm going to jump into a teaching mode for a moment again and act as if I'm talking to someone that is actually listening out there. It's, oh my goodness. You have to see yourself in the story. You have to see yourself in the story. You have to see yourself as the Moses. You have to see yourself as the Jason from Jason and the Argonauts. You got to see yourself as Neo.
Right.
Okay. And that's the way you have to see yourself as the humor. You have to see yourself in the tarot deck. People who come in contact with your life. You are the fool. You are the king. You are the queen. You understand me? You have to see yourself there. So that when you start at ground zero in your root chakra and you start going up, your journey is easier because you're not looking for anything outside of yourself. You're looking within. There's nothing scary once you figure it out. Ain't nothing scary. What's going to scare you? Nothing. Because can't nobody scare you worse than you can scare you. And that's the truth.
Kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You know, they spend all this time, like, trying to get to this wizard, like, these things, like, big and bad, and you get them, and it's like this little slow dude, you know, behind a little screen or something. You know, it's like, that's what they do. They scare the shit out of you, and by the time you get to where you need to go, you realize, like, all this time I was scared of nothing. It's just...
of nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's scared of nothing. Okay. You're scared of going to hell. Okay? You're scared of going to hell. Why? Because you're going to burn. Well, wait a minute. When you die, your body goes into the ground and decomposes, so your spirit, which is a fire, goes to fire. So how is fire going to burn fire? It's a mental thing. You see, it's all mental manipulation. But now, on the same hand, you live right, you die, and all of this good stuff, and you go to heaven. Well, what are you going to meet when you get to heaven? The Bible says this: our God is an all-consuming fire. So either way you go, you're going to meet fire. You fire.
Yeah.
How is fire going to burn? Fire. That's because you are your own hell. You are your own heaven. It's all you.
Yep.
Nothing else but you. It's you. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Seven chakras, seven planets that we can see with the naked eye. It's all, everything as above, so below. As without, so within. If you can see it out there, it's in here. That's why science wants you to keep looking at another place and another, and they want you to think that Mars is this, something that they've conquered. And it's like, how you going to conquer me?
Yeah, I guess to touch on that, right? So you have, like I said, you had the seven visuals, and then you have the seven chakras that are lined up in you. See, people think, again, through pseudoscience that, you know, you have a Mars and Saturn, and, you know, through the years you've seen movies and, you know, NASA's full of shit, so they like to show you these fake pictures where they like seeing pyramids on Mars and all that. I'll be the first one to tell you, if you haven't heard already, that all that shit is fake. You know, there's pyramids on there and faces and all that. That's just computer graphic things that they're doing with the computers, Photoshop stuff. None of that stuff is real. What you're saying up there is what exists within you. The sky, you know, all that dark matter that you know that's in you, that when you see it up there at night, it's just essentially a projection. It's an outer projection of what's inside of you. That's all. But They know that when, you know, we have certain alignments that you see above, that'll mean that there's really that chakra alignment within you. So at that point in time, you are very open for any type of energy, you know. And meditation and stuff like that is very good at certain times of the year when these things line up like this. So you have to understand, it's really not lining up above. It just appears to be lining up above, but what's happening above is just showing you what's happening inside of you.
What's happening
any type
inside
of meditation,
you?
Huh?
I think it's the same thing happening inside of you.
Yeah, I would say if you get in any type of meditation, any type of planet sigils, you know, how to invoke that type of energy from planets, you just realize that you're really just invoking parts of yourself, you know, and then it starts to make sense. The reason why they tell you that somebody's going to go to Mars, it just really confuses you about the true you, confuse you and your relationship with the universe. So they tell you they're going to Mars, which never happened because they won't ever go nowhere like that. They can't go. And, you know, they'll tell you that, of course, you know, they've been to the moon. You know, it's full of shit. You know, they're not going anywhere. They know they're not going anywhere, but they just need you to believe the nonsense that they spew because, you know, they need the energy. They need to control you in order to keep you boxed in. That's their thing. So they're always going to continue to bombard you with information that's really worthless to keep you grounded in a certain position. So that basically, like we talked about earlier, they create a pillar for you that really becomes something in your life that you have to build around. You know, so like I said, if you want to deal with any type of science, you have to start with, you know, especially like the NASA stuff, you got to deal with the fact that they went to the moon and everything has to go around that and the pictures they brought back. Now, if you understand they never went to the moon, then you have a free board to make your own painting there. But with that big, you know, with that big blip they put on there with this whole, their lies, you have to build around the lies, and that's not healthy. You know, you have to learn that these people are just into deception, 100%. They're not for you. They're not for the truth. This is a propaganda thing. This is what they do.
This is exactly what they do. It is all within you. You know, it is that central theme that requires faith. And that takes your attention away from you. It takes your attention away from you, and that's where you lose your power. When you take your attention away from yourself, and you take your focus, and you take your energy, and you take your spirit, and you take whatever it is you want to call, and you take it and you put it somewhere else. This is what is meant by what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. Not soul like, you know, you taught in church, you got one little soul, and Safa, you got one little soul, and I got one little soul, and all our little souls going to one day get together, and we're going to go back home. That ain't it. Soul is energy. It is that tangible, and if I have to explain soul to you, and I'm not the you, Soccer, but you understand, if I have to explain soul to somebody, that somebody ain't got it. Because I ain't got to explain soul because you feel it. You breathe it. You live it. You eat it. You drink it. You sleep. It is you. And it ain't but one set of people on the face of this planet that's ever been called the soul people. And it's a reason that same people always seem to be getting a foot in their ass. I'm like you. I just look at stuff and I just kind of make my own conclusion. And it's like, wait. If somebody always keeping this certain class of people or this certain group of people down, and I mean they getting their shit kicked out of them. But they ain't dying. It ain't, I mean, hell no. Now, you believe the story that they give you about this damn Holocaust, which is a joke. 6 million Jews. And it was a tragedy. They show you all these pictures of folks dying in these mass graves and all of that bullshit. But now I see this same group of people now, this same group of soul people getting the shit kicked out of them. But they ain't dying. Only problem is they don't realize that they ain't dying, and they don't realize that they're stronger than all of this shit that done came. Because if the FEMA camps was gonna come, they would have been here. If they were gonna kill you with the food, you already been dead.
Pretty much.
And that's the whole thing. But it's this same group of people, this soul people. It's something about them. If they get into anything, man, it take off. Boy, you don't have church unless you got some soul people in your choir. Because don't nobody want to go to a soulless church. But everybody want to go to a black church. And every black church want to have a bomb-ass choir. So these people got this energy that's being manipulated. And if these soul people would just start to look within themselves as they did before, and I'm glad it's February, before this whole civil rights thing, we had our own. We were looking at our own. We were like, wait, all right, somebody messing up. All right, let's go back in. Now keep these folks out. Let's go back in and do it in ourselves. And then somebody came in and messed it up. But once you go back in, as without, so within, start here. Once you go within yourself, there's a change. And once you go within and I go within and the next person goes within themselves, then the revolution will not be televised. They were telling you this back in the day. It's not an external revolution. It's an internal revolution, because once you realize who you are, nobody can fuck with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right. That's why they put so much effort into doing, you know, the things they do. It's an inward thing, you know. And most people their whole life have been trained to be exterior people, you know, whether it's like materialism in clothing or, you know, like little material like that, houses, cars, money, or, you know, whether it's just other egotistical things, you know, just being self-serving and you know, don't have love for other people and stuff. You know, it works a lot of different ways, but, you know, the most important thing is you have to learn to deal with yourself. It's like I hear people a lot talking about conscious community in front of you know, that's horseshit. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no such thing as a conscious community. You come down here to, you know, explore your mind, your the depths of your subconscious, and take on your journey as an individual. Everybody else that you meet, children, your wife, your husband, your grandfather, the taxi cab driver, they're just tools that you use on your journey to better yourself. You know, this is the reality. You know, this is just the truth. You are here to explore this on your own. Your twin brother or twin sister won't be able to tell you about your journey because it is just that much different. You know, regardless what a person looks like, if they look like you, sound like you, same religion, same so-called race, whatever. The journey, everybody's journey is different. This is a solo journey. You have to go within yourself and find out what it is that you have to be taken care of. You know.
True.
Anytime you come to a situation where somebody trying to group you up, then just remember that you're about to be somebody's sheep. That's what that's all about. Stay away from the groups. All that group stuff, stay away from it. There is no group that can benefit you more than being an individual. Stay away from, especially when it comes to, like I said, these ideology groups. I mean, like I said, if you got a business or something like that, you know, whatever, you know, and, you know, I'm not talking about that. I mean any ideology, anybody that's trying to group you into a certain way of thinking, stay away from all that.
Right, you from Africa. Stay away from that. You a Moor. Stay away from this bullshit. You Hebrew Israelite. You know, you this, you that. Like KRS-One said, I'm so-and-so, I'm this, I'm that, but they all just whack. Oh,
yeah.
Man. I really do miss real hip-hop. Because, see, this is the kind of message that you could put in a real, you could put with real MCs. You could put with KRS-One, somebody like that. Real MCs, real people. And he does talk about a lot of this stuff. He'll tell you. You know, it's true. Edutainment, that's what it was. It was like, you know, and regardless of what strings were pulled behind the scenes, the point is it was a way that we got a message around. And you understood it. It was like, all right, watch out. Whoop, whoop. you see him. There he go. Everybody know what that means. It was the way we were communicating. And I truly do miss that about hip-hop, because this is the type of substance that the younger generation, and I feel so old when I say that, but anyway, but the folks coming up behind us, this is what they need to understand. That's why it's a cycle. That's why every February you get the same thing. Black history didn't start until civil rights. Before that, you were slaves. Before that, y'all niggas was in Africa. Before that, that's prehistory. What the hell? And that's the same thing. Kids doing the same I Have a Dream speech that I did when I was in the fourth grade. Talking about the same Rosa Parks sitting down from when I was a kid. And that's been 100 years ago. Ain't nobody done shit before then. Ain't nobody figured shit out. We'd have had all of these great scientists and people and people and people. And it's like, y'all ain't figured shit out. Because you get the same thing over and over and over again.
Right. And you know,
it's a merry-go-round.
Yeah, I will also say with that, a lot of that too also comes from your leaders. You have to understand that all your leaders through history, you know, are Masonic. It doesn't matter if they're like a fringe group or if they seem to be a peaceful protester type. If they come out and they are, you know, recognized by the major media, you know, you have to understand that they are from the same faction, because the major media doesn't promote anyone that's not their own. That's just part of how it works. So even though
that
you may see a person and read through history that a person is against or anti this and that, just remember, when you see them being promoted through the media, and when I mean promoted, I mean the media features them a lot, whether it is in a good way or a bad way. Just remember, showing you is promoting. Promotion doesn't mean it has to be something good. Just believe me.
Right. It's not some positive.
Right. You know, so, you know, they this is how it goes. So your leaders, I don't care what you think, you know, the black ones, the white ones, they're all the same. All the leaders are Masonic, and they are given to the people to lead the people in a certain direction to make sure that you don't grow, to engineer your, you know, engineer your growth. You know, they know people want something more, so they need to give someone to you that you will lower your guards to, and as you lower your guards, they will just push you in a direction without you really realizing you're going in that direction. This is how it works. This is the way it's always worked.
Yep.
That's why, you know, you have to stay away from the leaders. You have to be your own leader. You are your own leader. Just forget the leaders. Forget, you know, trying to pay homage to some dude or some woman that you think did something, because the reality is, and this is the truth, you don't know anything about that person. You just know what you read in the book, what you seen on television. You don't know them personally, because if you did know them personally, you would know they were Freemasons. And you would know that these are not the type of Freemasons. Like I said, it's not the Buffalo Lodge thing. So
it ain't the Buffalo Lodge.
You know, you need, that's the truth. It may break a lot of people's heart to realize that some of their heroes and, you know, some of the people that they love so much, they even might have named their children after these people and stuff. But whatever, you know, point is.
Too bad.
Hey, you know, I didn't make this stuff up. You know, this is not me creating it. This is just me recognizing and telling people, because people deserve to know the truth. You know, for a long time, people have been lied to. And I feel like at this point in time, people just need to know the truth. It doesn't matter if it hurts your feelings. It doesn't matter if it's not what you want to hear. Because, you know, people can tell you what you want to hear. They've been doing that. They've been telling you what you want to hear, and it hasn't worked for you. So now I'm just going to tell you the truth.
That's true.
And let you deal with that.
Exactly. It's like, you know what? Hey, man, hey, just take the Band-Aid off. Shit. I took the Band-Aid off. That shit hurt. The truth will set you free, but it's going to piss you off first. Damn if it ain't going to piss you off first. Because I'm going to tell you how the truth going to operate with you. And this is universal. The truth is going to do this. It's going to go to that thing that you have spent your life building based on a lie now. And it's going to attack that very thing. Because the truth is going to bow through all of your defenses, and it's going to attack the very thing that it needs to deal with for you to come back to yourself. So all of your pseudo shit that you done piled up and make you think I'm this great thing and I know this and I know that, it's going to go right there and it's going to chop your damn head off. And that shit's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what the truth does. No anesthesia. And unless you know how to deal with it, most folks ain't going to make it. That's what hell is. When you can't deal with yourself, but you got to live with yourself. Like some people would rather die than live by themselves, live alone. But even when you die, you're still with yourself. It's like, it's all you. Everything is you. Everything is you. Everything is you. Man, the time be going by quick, man. We down to 4 minutes left. Good grief. Man.
Yeah, you know, I really think the social media is like an extension of that old thing you just said, that concept of people, you know, really aren't too big of fans of being by themselves, you know. People love attention. They love another person's eye on them or another person's attention on them, you know. It's and you know, I know that they've created these social medias for things like that too, you know. It takes, when you have that, it keeps people grouped up again. It's that old group thing. It keeps you more focused on what somebody else is doing than focus on yourself. So,
exactly.
You know, another thing to put into perspective when you deal heavily with stuff like this Instagram and all that, it's cool, but you know, just don't put too much into it. It's not really as serious like that.
No, it's not. I mean, if you don't keep up with your family and whatnot, I mean, do that. I mean, use it for as a tool, but don't get caught up in it. Don't get caught up in. Don't let Facebook be your new TV. I don't have cable. I don't have TV. I don't watch TV. But I can find out anything that's going on because all I got to do is look at Facebook. And it's just right there, trending. But I do want to let folks know, look, use it for what it is, a tool.
Right.
But don't let the tool use you. And see, this is the thing. A lot of folks sign up to be used by the tool. A lot of folks sign up just to run the machine. Forward in these posts. Send it to 15 people if you love Jesus. All you doing is you keeping the thing going. And that's what happens. And that's why it's so important to understand that you can't do it with anybody. You can't look for anybody to lead you, because the very people that you try to lead, them niggas will stab your ass in the back. Your ass out to dry.
Yeah.
Because you would be willing to take yourself to a certain point that they may not be willing to go. It may not even be on their path.
Right. That's all. My producer
yelling at me. We got a minute and a half. Whoa. Man.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm down
to do another one.
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
I was going to cut this part short. What I was going to say was, yeah, people, you know, the most important thing I guess you can get out of all this, you know, you can do all the studying and everything like that. No, you have some pretty good stuff on here for people to follow, to, you know, not really follow, but, you know, like check up on it, you know, see how it resonates with you. But most important thing I would just want to say to anybody is just think for yourself, you know, stay away from groups, stay away from people that always have something, you know, to try to get you to come into and join with them. Remember, you know, you are just as powerful as an individual as you are belonging to a group full of weaklings. You know,
yeah.
Matter of fact, you are stronger as an individual than that group. So don't allow a group of people who need to be together for whatever emotional reason that they need to be in. Don't allow that to be the reason why you want to go chase behind that. You know, stay away from all that stuff. You know, it is detrimental
exactly.
to you mentally, physically, spiritually. It's just detrimental. So leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So we're going to do another show? We're going to do another one after this one? I'm down. If you down, I'm down. I'll tell you what. Let's come back next week. Let's come back next week and we'll do it. Until then, this is Bluntly Speaking, and we are out.
Okay, peace, y'all.